collapse in Chambishi, calling the incident an accident that the government acted to address. He says that authorities shut down the facility as required by law, deployed teams to clean up the site and confirmed that the water in the surrounding areas was tested and found clean. Mr. Kabuswe argued that the accidents can occur in mining despite safeguards and insisted that environmental accidents are being met with stronger measures to protect communities. He pointed to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, the Ministry of Water and the Ministry of Green Economy as evidence of institutions and policies put in place to enforce compliance and respond to such events. The minister said punitive action had been taken and that the government would regularly check integrity of tailing facilities while holding mining companies accountable for safety.
Happened at this collapsed tailing was an accident which should have not happened, and the government has taken measures to make sure, first, number one, punitive measures, we shut it down. That is what the law says. We have engaged people to clean up. There is no contaminated water around those areas. It's clean water. And it was checked. So we have not failed to protect our citizens. That is far from the truth. We have put in measures to make sure that these accidents do not happen. And I want to tell you, accidents on mine are just limited, are just reduced. They can happen anytime.
Government says that it has continued working towards ensuring accessible and quality healthcare in more than 3,500 health facilities across the country since 2021. Speaking during a farewell meeting with senior management in Lusaka today, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe urged the Ministry of Health staff to desist from corruption, saying that the vice deprives Zambians of much-needed resources. Dr. Katakwe has encouraged staff to maintain a working environment anchored on respect, collaboration and mutual respect, as well as support. He further thanked President Akinde Ichirema for the opportunity to serve in the Ministry of Health. Meanwhile, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Administration Joma Simoi has commended Dr. Katakwe for his impactful leadership, saying it has yielded tangible results.
It was a comprehensive investment in health workers, infrastructure, and modern medical technologies. The Ministry of Health expanded and upgraded facilities, deployed thousands of additional staff, and introduced advanced diagnostic and treatment equipment. In the recruitment, of course, I should say I am perturbed that the Ministry of Health, the recruitment process is not entirely done by the ministry, but is done by the Civil Service Commission, CSMD.
Five opposition political parties have successively presented 100 supporters each for pre-processing in Lusaka ahead of Zambia's August 13, 2026 general elections. The ECZ's ongoing pre-processing exercise requires presidential aspirants to present at least 100 supporters from each of Zambia's 10 provinces to qualify for nomination. With all five parties meeting the Lusaka requirements, they move closer to completing the nationwide verification process. The pre-processing is set to continue until Friday as parties seek to secure eligibility for formal nomination filing. Makebe Zulu's Resolute Party was the first to present 100 supporters, followed by Xavier Lungu's Liberal Democratic Party. Speaking to the media, Resolute Party President Makebe Zulu charged that the last five years had not been easy for Zambians and said that the party and the alliance partners were capable of bringing the much-needed economic changes.
We are coming to a place where Zambia should be for Zambians, where our minds benefit Zambians. When you go to your hospital, you should be able to find Panadol then. When you have a scheme such as NEMA, you should be able to find it properly, every citizen to access medical facilities. And as regards education, we want education to be tied to industry, where each and every person who is in any form of tertiary education should be tied to industry, so that you don't ask for 10 years experience by the time they're out of university. We have to give opportunities to our Zambians, and that is what we're creating, and that is the euphoria you see around, where people are excited because they know we're coming to work for the Zambians and not for politicians.
Brian Mushimba's Organized People's Party has also successfully presented the 100 supporters, and South African-based politician Willa Mudolo will also contest as an independent presidential candidate with his assistant Ignatius Zenton, confirming he will arrive before nominations after the ECZ pre-processed his 100 supporters in Lusaka. Independent presidential candidate Given Katuta was among those who met the requirement during the Electoral Commission of Zambia exercise, and spokesperson Bravo Molenga expressed confidence that his candidate will acquire 50+1 votes.
We don't need votes above the board. 50+1 is enough for President Katuta to be president. If there will be excess, that will be enough. But all we need is 50+1 from the registered voters countrywide.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane says that a debt restructuring agreement signed between Zambia and Israel marks another important milestone in the country's efforts to restore debt sustainability. Speaking during the signing ceremony of the amendment agreement relating to debt owed to the country of Israel, Dr. Msokotwane thanked the Israeli government for its support and cooperation throughout Zambia's debt restructuring process. He said that the successful conclusion of negotiations demonstrates that commitments by both countries to strengthening economic cooperation and maintaining constructive bilateral relations. Dr. Msokotwane noted that the restructuring agreement covers approximately $460 million owed to Israel's foreign trade risk assurance corporations ASHRA and will be repaid by the year 2043.
What an interesting place for us to see. But the reason why, the main reason why we are here to stay this afternoon is to share the good news of the final agreement, bilateral agreement between Zambia and the State of Israel in terms of restructuring the debt that Zambia owes Israel. With this restructuring, it is yet another milestone of Zambia on this road, on this journey of restructuring our debt.
Also speaking during the signing ceremony held on May 14th, Israeli Ambassador to Zambia, Ofra Fahi, said that the agreement marks the beginning of a new era of financial stability, transparency, and economic engagement between Zambia and Israel. Ambassador Fahi noted that Zambia and Israel signed a bilateral debt restructuring agreement on May 12th aimed at restructuring Zambia's sovereign debt owed to the State of Israel.
Today marks a significant milestone in the long-standing relationship between the State of Israel and the Republic of Zambia. This timing today is profoundly meaningful for me as an Israeli, because for the State of Israel today, 14th of May, 1948, carries immense historical resonance, marking both the anniversary of the foundation of the State of Israel. The declaration was exactly on 14th of May. And also we celebrate in Israel today Jerusalem Day. Mm-hmm. So in Israel today there are celebrations in Jerusalem, etc. So it's really a nice timing, a nice day, mm-hmm. just before the end of the government.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Aaron Sikumba has attributed the current drop in domestic credit growth due to policy shift in the economy. According to the Bank of Zambia, domestic credit growth reduced to 7.5% from 14.4%, and Minister Sikumba stated that the government has concentrated on more on borrowing on the domestic market. He says that this has resulted in the high interests in the long run, as financial markets are preferring to give out credit to the government. Mr. Sikumba has further stated that this has a negative impact on SMEs, as this is limited liquidity on the market. He has since urged governments to ensure that it changes the narrative going forward.
In terms of domestic credit, I think we've seen a lot of policy shifts that were made in this year's budget. So those have affected a lot of that liquidity in the domestic market. It's the same thing that we've had in the last couple of years. Entrepreneurs find it very hard to borrow off the domestic market, because interest rates are too high, and also the conditions are just very stringent on entrepreneurs.
We'll take a break. We do have more news after that. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured.